Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Scott. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Cooney. Batting third. The first baseman, Chick Tolson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Howard Fraga. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brilhart. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brilhart. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Van Groh. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Mike Van Groh. And now, play ball. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Scott reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Grantham covering, for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart takes first base on ball 4. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Barnhart moves to second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fraga moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fraga scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Johnny Morrison now pitching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Brilhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brilhart takes first base on ball four. Hartnett moves to second. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Brilhart moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-0 in the game. Cooney hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tolson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh strikes out. Gooch drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fragaugh out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Brilhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brilhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brilhart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cooney fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Scott. Harris reaches second base with a double. Trainer goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to 1 Cubs. Roy Spencer pinch hits for Johnny Gooch. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Cooney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Spencer now catching. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Scott reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Spencer for a passed ball. Scott moves to third. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tolson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. Cooney moves to second. It's 5 to 1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Morrison reaches third base with a triple. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fragaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Jim Brilhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brilhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brilhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Spencer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Harris reaches third base with a triple. Trainer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Cubs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Bullet Joe Bush pinch hits for Johnny Morrison. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Harris scores. Spencer moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Lloyd Wehner. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush now pitching. Herman Lane now playing center field. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tolson hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball towards center. Lane settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lane. Wilson moves to third. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stevenson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Barnhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up towards first. Tolson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for a single. Barnhart moves to second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Scott. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Barnhart scores. Wright moves to third. It's 7-4, Cubs. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trainer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. Grantham scores. It's 7-6, Cubs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Brilhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brilhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brilhart bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Beck moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Scott bunts towards the mound. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beck moves to third. Brilhart moves to second. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wright. Beck scores. Brilhart moves to third. Scott moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-6. Cubs. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Tolson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brilhart tags and scores. Scott tags and moves to third. One out. It's 9-6, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush is called out on strikes. One out. Herman Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barnhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lane moves to third. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lane scores. Barnhart moves to third. It's 9-7, Cubs. Bob Osborne now pitching. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barnhart scores. Wehner moves to third. It's 9-8, Cubs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Grantham hits a line drive off the glove of Tolson, and into shallow right field. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Wehner scores. There goes Wright trying to get to home. Tolson throws to Hartnett, who tags Wright for the out. Grantham moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 9, Pirates, 9. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Hill now pitching. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fragaugh is called out on strikes. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 9. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Grimm now playing first base. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Harris hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Harris reaches third base with a triple. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 9. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.